I'll start. This is dictating on Joanne Pentuso. Pentuso is PANTUSO. P as in Paul. PANTUSO. T as in Thomas. Pentuso. Date of birth is 7/21/1962. Date of visit 11/2/23. Please make a copy for Brian Bogdanovics, MD. Bogdanovics, BOGDANOWICZ. Bogdanovics. Brian is BRIAN. Bogdanovics. BOGDANOWICZ. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of COPD and nicotine dependence. Next paragraph, history of journalists. This is a 61-year-old female who has been experiencing shortness of breath, cough, sputum production, has been on an albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis, as well as the Advair Diskus twice daily. The patient has been smoking about half a pack per day, has done so for over 45 years. She denies any chest pains, but she has a cough with clear sputum production, and she has some wheezing. The patient's most recent chest x-ray apparently showed no active infiltrates. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included history of lumbar disc surgery and a history for COPD and chronic bronchitis. She has no history of hypertension or diabetes. Next, med list included Wixela 250 by 50 micrograms on puff BID and the albuterol inhaler to pass PRN. Next paragraph. Habits patient smoked half to one pack per day for 45 years. Does not drink alcohol. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of cancer in the cancer of the brain. Mother died of CHF and COPD. Next paragraph. Review systems. The patient has no fatigue or fever, denies cataracts or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. No hay fever. But has wheezing and a cough with shortest breath. There's no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, or constipation. There's no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, no anxiety, no depression. Denies easy bruising. She's no joint pains, muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. Next, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white female was alert, no acute distress. No pallor, cyanosis, ictus, superficial edema. Blood pressure 125 by 70. Pulse 84, respirations 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 152, saturation 95. HE and anencephalic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Nasal mucus are injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements equal moments with decreased excursions and visas were scattered throughout both lung fields. Prolonged expirations. Heart, the answer from regular asthma in S2, no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no organomegaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, normal reflex, there were no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves, grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one is COPD. And chronic bronchitis. Number two is reactive airways disease. Number three, nicotine dependency. And next paragraph, plan the patient has been, number four is hyperlipidemia. Next plan, patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and start on a nicotine patch. She was also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, a CT chest without contrast, get a CBC complete metabolic profile and an IgE level, and was started on Ventolin HFA inhaler, Tupac's QIDPRN, and continue with the Wixell at 250 by 50 micrograms on puff twice a day. Follow up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Brian Bogdanovich, MD. Okay, start this, Susan.